This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to Five Gospel Minutes, and we begin today a study of the very great topic of the all-sufficiency of the Bible. There are many people, of course, who do not realize the great power and the great sufficiency of the Bible to meet the needs that we human beings have as we live here on this earth. I want to read to you now as a basis for our study from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Every scripture is inspired of God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction which is in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work. Now notice this passage claims that the Bible, the scriptures, are inspired of God, that they are profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction which is in righteousness. To what end? That the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work. The importance then of our study, now the question of the all-sufficiency of the Bible, is certainly manifest. If the Bible is from God, then our lives are tremendously affected. And if the Bible is not from God, then it should be rejected, exposed as a false document, and should be fought with all of our being. But we can see from other passages in the Bible that it is the case that our lives are tremendously affected by the fact that the Bible is the Word of God. For instance, I call your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 12, where even though Paul is dealing here with the specific subject of the resurrection of the dead, and also the resurrection of Christ in the midst of that argument, it shows the great point of how our lives are affected by the message of the Bible. Beginning now with verse 12. Now if Christ be preached that he hath been raised from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, neither hath Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then is our preaching vain, your faith also is vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we witnessed of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, neither hath Christ been raised, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also that are fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If we have only hoped in Christ in this life, we are of all men most pitiable. Now this makes clear that if indeed the end of man occurs at his physical death, then to try to live the Christian life is to involve oneself in a nonsensical endeavor. But the Bible being true, then it is clear that our lives are tremendously affected by its message. I recall also, as the record is given in Mark chapter 10, the Apostle Peter asked the Lord, in effect, saying, Lord, now we've made all this big sacrifice, we've given up so much to follow you, now what are we going to get out of it? And the Lord made clear in reply that there is no one that's made any sort of sacrifice, but what shall receive 100-fold more now in this life and in the world to come, eternal life. Now this certainly makes clear the importance of the all-sufficiency of the Bible, that the Bible does affect our lives in a tremendous way while we live on this earth. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 9, the Apostle Paul said that those who do not obey the gospel shall suffer punishment, even everlasting destruction from the face of the Lord and from the glory of his might. Now, if the Bible is true, if it really is the Word of God, and if it's sufficient to furnish us completely into every good work, then we can see that failing to follow it will result in our eternal damnation. And therefore, our lives are tremendously affected as we live on this earth. But our times are gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back next time as we continue our study of the all-sufficiency of the Bible.